It can.
It's you have different
schemes. Yeah, you're getting a bunch of different schemes. So there's some skill level there that, you know, what are you going to ask him to do? And what we're trying, all doing as coaches, as a staff, we want to try to, you know, figure out what our guys do best and put them in position to have success.
We know some of the guys you've coached in the past. I mean, to see Kegley at the highest level just a couple months ago, what does that do for you to see players reach that kind of the pinnacle of the sport, knowing that you coached them when?
Oh, it's just nice, seeing those guys go on and have some success. You wish it for everybody, but, you know, that's where we all want to get to here, and that's what we're going to be continuing to work for.
Do you ever watch one of your guys on another team playing the game and saying, I didn't teach him that. I wonder why they are.
Oh, we all study tape. As coaches, we all study tape. We're all looking to improve, and if we can find something that somebody's maybe doing better or something that we could use or we can implement, we obviously try to take advantage of that. But we'll watch tape on everybody.
A guy you coached who played for you in a certain way, then you see him playing in another way. Do you wonder why?
Well, no, it's one of those things. He's growing. He's learning, hopefully, getting better. And, you know, I'm sure he's just becoming more of a professional, one of the better professional players.
So they grow and they learn.
Right.
You want a linebacker in the first round?
Who doesn't?
An outside linebacker?
I would just say we'll get who we feel is best for the organization, and that'll be we'll move forward with it from there.
Those famous three words, best available athlete.
Absolutely.
the idea of, what Paul said before, the idea of those names, I mean, you could choose to kind of ignore it and run away from the legends of the LTs and the Banks and Carson and that stuff. Do you do the opposite? I mean, it seemed like when Spags came back, he talked about embracing the history. Does that help at the position to kind of?
Oh, I think when you walk in the linebacker meeting room and on the door and to the right of the door is LT's picture, you know, I think it kind of makes a statement to the guys going in there. You know, the bar has been set pretty high.
What you doing in the picture?
That was one of your favorites, right, growing up?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, but he was one, obviously.